From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Representative Gabrielle Giffords remains in critical condition at University Medical Hospital in Tucson. She's in a medically induced coma, but doctors are waking her regularly to monitor her progress. Trauma surgeon Peter Reese says, given the injury the Congresswoman sustained, her condition is remarkable.
It is, you know, with a penetrating brain injury, it is always surprising to the, as you say, the lay people, that you think any bullet going into any brain means instant death. But there is a lot of capacity that the human body has and for the ability for us to compensate.
Giffords is the only one of 12 people injured in the shooting who remains in critical condition. The government has filed criminal charges against Jared Loughner, the suspected gunman. Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik says Giffords was the gunman. It was the gunman's intended target at yesterday's event with constituents near a Safeway. And Giffords' office had had some communication with the suspect in the past.
What I can tell you is that there was some correspondence between Giffords' office and him about a similar event, and he was invited to attend.
Meanwhile, the FBI has cleared a second man police thought may have been involved in the shootings. President Obama has called for a moment of silence tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to honor the victims. Iranian officials and state media say a passenger jet crashed today in bad weather in northwest Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports rescue officials say 70 people were killed and estimated 32 survived.
The Iran Air Boeing 727 reportedly crashed on its approach to the Urumia airport some 460 miles northwest of Tehran. Initial reports said 50 people had survived, but Red Crescent officials later increased the death toll as bodies were evacuated from the scene. The plane broke into a number of pieces on landing, and rescue efforts were hindered by the weather. Meteorologists reported heavy snow in the area and also fog. Analysts say Iran's aviation sector has been hampered by years of international sanctions that have restricted the flow of spare parts. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Abu Dhabi, the first stop of a visit to several Gulf Arab states. She's expected to press Arab leaders to stay firm with Iran on its nuclear activities. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Beijing for talks with Chinese leaders ahead of Chinese President Hu Jintao's visit to the U.S. in a week. On the way there, Gates told reporters China's made some surprising advances in its stealth fighter jet program.
What we've seen is that they may be somewhat further ahead in the development of that aircraft than our intelligence had earlier predicted.
Gates also says he's long been concerned about Beijing's anti-ship and ballistic missiles because they have the potential of threatening U.S. aircraft carriers in the Pacific. This is NPR. Another NATO soldier has been killed in Afghanistan. Officials say he was killed by a roadside bomb. Five NATO troops in Afghanistan have been killed since Friday, all by roadside bombs. Insurgents are making bigger bombs using material that appears to come from neighboring Pakistan. Violence in Afghanistan is at its highest level since the war began 9 years ago. Parts of the southern U.S. are in the grips of severe winter weather. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports parts of the region could see 7 inches of snow today.
A combination of bitterly cold air from the north is meeting moist air moving up from the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say it's a perfect mix for creating snow across Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. The bigger concern is if freezing rain creates an ice storm which can snap tree limbs and power lines. Even if that doesn't happen, the Alabama Highway Patrol is worried about black ice on the roads which can cause cars and trucks to skid, especially in the south where drivers aren't used to it. Southern residents are preparing by stocking up on food, batteries, and prescription drugs. The snow is expected to last into Monday, which is creating another concern. College football fans in Alabama may face power outages during Monday night's championship game featuring Auburn University. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
Former Senator Bob Dole is back in the hospital. The 87-year-old had been hospitalized last week suffering from a fever. He was released Friday, but the fever returned, and he returned to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Dole had a difficult recovery from knee surgery last year, complicated by repeated bouts of pneumonia. That required him to spend several months in the hospital last year. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.